Hello, and welcome to a SearchSAP.com podcast. I'm Barney Beal, News Director. Managing sales orders in SAP can be a challenge even at its most simple. Yet, with new sales channels emerging every day, the pace of innovation creating new products, and a business process that touches nearly every part of an organization, sales order management is really never simple. To sort through some of the challenges and solutions to sales order management in SAP, we're sitting down with Ray Wang, founder of the analyst firm Constellation Research and a longtime follower and observer of SAP and enterprise applications. Welcome, Ray. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Barney.
So maybe you could kind of get us started off. Where do you see organizations kind of running into problems with sales order management in SAP?
You know, I think a lot of the times people haven't thought through the steps that are required for a sales order to go through, right? Thinking about the different channels that are coming in. And this is not necessarily just SAP. I mean, this is in general, right? Thinking about the multiple channels, thinking about the interaction points, because it's important to have the context and history of the previous orders. And so understanding interaction history, understanding where opportunities for cross-sell and upsell occur are typically areas where people tend to miss those in sales orders in general.
In terms of missing some of those key events, then, what is the solution?
It's important to have really rich interaction history and then having really good master data management in place. And why is that important? Because you want to know the last set of purchases so that you have an idea if a customer is going to buy the same thing if it's a repetitive order. You want to know, for example, if they return some goods and what did they return so that you don't make them the same offer for something they didn't want and didn't enjoy. You want to make sure that the customer, if they're buying for another person or a gift, that you don't recommend them. For example, you know, a gay couple being recommended, you know, diapers and baby goods because they bought something as a baby shower gift, that's not exactly where you want to go with this, right? So you want to make sure that you capture those kind of nuances. Because at the end of the day, we're trying to improve sales order management and get it to a level of personalization that's sustainable as well as automate, that's something you can easily automate.
So you mentioned MDM, but how much does effective sales order management depend on MDM or other integration tools and applications?
It does. I mean, MDM is one of many tools that people need. Rules engines and complex event processing engines like the one SAP just announced an acquisition of are very important because you've got complex policies and entitlements and eligibility that you want to manage. Linkages back to product catalogs and pricing capabilities are also very important because you might have different pricing mechanisms for different types of clients and have a different approach. Linkage back to different channels. For example, if you're in a contact center, you want to be able to have screen pops and CTI integration so that you can move and transfer calls to the right individual. So there's a lot of integration required to make a sales order work. And as we talked about in the past, I mean, there are 20 steps to get to perfect order. Sales order management is the front end of that.
Right. Tell us where like a good place to start is then. I mean, if you're talking about all these different integrations, obviously sales order management kind of touches on many, many parts of the organization. If you're looking at MDM, if you're looking at screen pops, kind of is there an easy low-hanging fruit someplace quick to start with?
I think the first place to start with is to understand your existing sales systems and maybe understand your interaction history. Take some time understanding the salespeople, how they work, what makes them efficient. Try to take a approach that is more about supporting the salesperson than about managing the salesperson. Traditionally, what fails in sales order management is that, you know, as we've designed things around field sales individuals or inside sales personnel, we've tried to force things such as here's the number of calls you want to make, here's a regiment of a sales methodology that we're going to apply to everybody. Not everybody sells in the same way, so start with that. I think the second thing is to think about the different channels you're in and really how you can help each other in those channels. For example, field sales reps need more information at their tips. Contact center and in-house sales individuals need collaboration tools, for example, quick chats or IM capabilities and knowledge management resources that are available to them on the fly. E-commerce sales order should take a place really by suggestion engines and what we talked about on the complex event processing side. And so the mode of sales, and even mobile sales is another way to look at it, is making sure that the right information, right descriptions are there, and that account information is easily available to the customer because it's a self-service kind of sale. So really taking into account the service design experience that you want to portray and making it easier for the customer to be able to purchase and interact with you.
And how can an organization determine if they have problems with their sales order management and how they correct them? Because, you know, this is kind of a process that we said spans ERP, CRM, back office, front office. Does it have to be somebody in IT to kind of take the lead there?
We're actually seeing a change there. And in short answer, you still need someone in IT, but you also need a lot of business support. And one of the reports that we're putting out in the next few days is really about the new personas of the CIO. And we see CIOs that are more tech savvy, and we see CIOs that are more business savvy. But in the net of things, we need CIOs that can navigate between biz and tech savvy, and then, of course, an external and internal audience. And that's really driving what we're calling these new four personas of a CIO, where you have a chief infrastructure officer. These people are kind of hanging on, holding up to existing systems and keeping the legacy CRM system up and running, for example. We have a chief integration officer that's really looking at tying all these different, you know, solutions that are out in the marketplace and information to connect suppliers and customers. We have a chief intelligence officer that's really taking the right data, putting it to the right time, getting it to the right person on the right form factor that's trying to enable these salespeople to be successful. And, of course, we have chief innovation officers that are trying new software and new tools to help sales professionals be successful, whether it's an incentive comp program, whether it's a new pricing module. These are business leaders or sales professionals that are tech savvy that are getting out there. So I would say you need both at this moment.
Right. And is there an easy or quick way to kind of determine when and where you're running into issues with your sales order management, or is it really kind of involve sitting down with your sales force and kind of having that long conversation?
It's both. It's sitting down with your sales force. It's looking at click-through, pass-through rates when you're looking at a web store. It's looking at listening through calls and actually playing back calls and training, because there's a lot of things that are not quantifiable but have qualitative properties in terms of how you handle a call, how you handle escalations, how you guide customers. Like, another great tool is guided selling. People have CPQ and guided selling tools that are really helping sales reps think on the fly and suggest what are the important products or related tools that someone might want to purchase. And then it's also the analytics, right? Having predictive analytics, having suggestive analytics that are in place that are able to kind of make suggestions to clients and customers as they're in the process of buying, so that it reminds them of things that they've purchased or reminds them of what other people have purchased, kind of like the Amazon tools that are down there.
Right, right. Well, and are there ways to measure kind of how effective your sales order system is? Are there kind of metrics you can use?
There are. You can look at conversion rates from marketing. You can look at average deal size. You can compare those average deal size by time of day, by other products. You can also take a look at sales effectiveness and salesperson productivity in terms of the number of calls and transactions and the deal size per transaction. So those are metrics that people start with.
Okay. Do you see some specific issues to SAP that you don't necessarily see with other systems when it comes to sales order management?
I think the challenge with today's existing sales order management systems within SAP is that while the UI and user experience has improved, it's still cumbersome to go through a lot of the back-end processes and a lot of the screens. And it's a little bit more difficult to set up the screens and workflow. But if you've seen the announcements for the new Sales On Demand product, they are definitely changing that approach. And when you look at the line of business applications that are coming out, you're seeing a brand new service design paradigm, and those will play a big role in terms of changing how salespeople become more effective.
Yeah, how much does kind of being on the latest release of SAP and kind of buying into some of the new products they're selling kind of factor into this?
It's not necessarily about being on the latest release, but I think it's about being on a different release. If you look at Sales On Demand, it's a different product. It's built on the Business by Design platform. As you can tell, that's just different.
Right.
It's a different approach. So.
Maybe you can kind of close us out. Tell me a little bit about how kind of the changes in some of these different sales channels are affecting sales order management, if you can think of a few examples for us.
Social is the big change, right? People are now able to access information more readily. Customers know exactly what they're looking at. They talk to each other before they make purchasing decisions. They talk to each other in service and support scenarios. And so when it comes to sales order management, we have to change the way we work with customers. We have to engage in the paradigms that they're comfortable with. So you're starting to see sales happen on the B2B side in Twitter. You're starting to definitely see that occur in LinkedIn on the B2B side. But when you look at the B2C side, it's definitely happening in all these mechanisms through Facebook, through Twitter. And when you look at other sales channels that are happening, the notion of B2B and B2C are being blown up. I would argue that B2B and B2C are going to go away in the next 12 months and really come back to P2P, which is peer-to-peer. I mean, there's some new laws of business that are happening around that that people have to look at. And then when you look at mobile and contact center and cloud integration that's occurring in channels, people are interacting a lot more on their mobile devices and handhelds. And smartphones is really changing a lot of how sales are being conducted. A lot of the information is already there. It's changing where, when, how people make transactions, especially on the consumer side. But once again, when you talk about the B2B world, people are looking up information. People are getting information feeds through activity streams that are showing up on mobile devices. And that's changing how people are viewing sales orders. And a lot of it's becoming more self-service, more user-centric.
Right. I mean, kind of just such rapid pace of innovation. Is it more of a kind of a process problem for organizations that are trying to deal with this innovation? Or are there some, you know, how mature is the technology coming out to solve some of those problems?
A lot of the technology is really enablers. You've got to have a good sales process and a good understanding of what makes your sales team effective to begin with. So if you're looking at the field sales side. On the other hand, if you've got to spend some time on service design thinking, the design thinking concepts and ideation and concepts of really bringing the user experience back to the user is important. If we think about CRM, we did a great job with management, we did an okay job with customers, and we did a horrible job with relationships. And so in CRM, we've got to come back to thinking about the customer and the focus on that relationship. And so the designing of this is really about end-user design and end-user customer experience.
Well, Ray, thanks very much. This has been helpful.
Thanks a lot for having me, Barney. Take care, and check us out on ConstellationRG.com.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ray.